honor of 420. Today's broadcast also available in edible form. Wait at least an hour for the entire show to kick in. Dean Richards Entertainment News now sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And, well, Dean has a list of top stoner movies.
Well, what do you know? It pays to rehearse. By the way, at the end of Bob's show today, you'll find yourself with munchies.
Sure.
You may want to stop and get some Fritos or something on your way to work this morning.
Or something you're cooking on TV later.
Or something I'm cooking on TV later. Yeah, they did. Rotten Tomatoes, the movie aggregate website, put out a list of the top 25 best stoner movies. I won't give you the full and entire list, but at number five, it's the movie Friday. Number four, it's The Big Lebowski. Number three is This Is the End. That's the one that had Seth Rogen and all of his stoner buddies facing the end of the world. A classic at number two, Easy Rider. And the number one stoner movie, according to this list, is Dazed and Confused. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, any Seth Rogen movie, I think, would qualify, wouldn't it?
Well, there's Pineapple Express is also on the list, a Seth Rogen movie. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle is a classic. And I forget what the other one is. No, it's a Dude, Where's My Car?
All right.
Top stoner movie.
A lot of good viewing. Blackish is over, huh?
It is. They signed off last night with a fairly emotional goodbye. I mean, the show's been on the air for 8 years. It is a Peabody Award winner. It's won all kinds of awards through the years. Mostly, I think of it as, number one, one of the most hilarious comedies that's been on television during its run. But it's thoughtful, it's meaningful, it's about family, it's about society. I mean, it's so cleverly written with such great performances through the years. They wrap things up. I won't give like all the full details on what happened in case people missed it. But there was an especially touching scene in which Dre, Anthony Anderson's character, and Tracy Ellis Ross, Rainbow, are now in their empty house. They're moving out of the house. Everybody's kind of going on new paths for themselves. Talk about what it meant for them to live in that home that we've seen on the show so many times.
You know, at the end of the day, I keep telling myself, these are just four walls, babe, but it feels so much bigger than that.
It's because it was our home. We made a family here.
Yeah.
We spent our lives here. I mean, good and bad. Laughter. Heartbreak. Births. A lot of births. Did it together right here.
Yeah, they kind of ended the show with a big sort of New Orleans style homegoing ceremony. Later in the evening, though, the cast of Blackish was on Jimmy Kimmel, and Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross specifically talked about that scene that we just heard.
That was the difficult moment for me. In rehearsal, you know, leading up until that day, you know, you've been preparing yourself, or I've been preparing myself for that moment to come. And that was the last scene of the show for us to shoot. I'm looking around this empty house and talking about our memories, and I'm just hit with a flood of emotion and tears. And Tracy, it was like, okay, guys, that's enough. We'll go get ready.
I was like, I don't think we should go through the whole rehearsal.
Yeah.
We couldn't get through the rehearsal. And
yeah.
I think it was, you know, the words in that scene, yes, are indicative of the scene, but they're also the reality of what we were coming to the end of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was, oof. It was really hard and really beautiful, too.
Yeah. So what we learned last night is that The character that played Junior, the oldest son on the show, Marcus Scribner, is going to be spinning off into the series called Grownish, which is just starting season 5 this summer on the Freeform channel. So he will continue playing Junior on that series. There was talk about a year ago of spinning off the two grandparents on the show, Lawrence Fishburne and Jennifer Lawrence, into a show called Oldish, which I think would be fantastic. They're my favorite characters on the show. In the meantime, you can still see Black-ish every weeknight at 7 right here on the good old WGN number 9.
I'll tell you what's quite a show. I don't know if it's going to be a series. It's a reality show. The Johnny Depp trial. What's the latest?
Oh boy, yeah, that continued yesterday with Depp on the stand yesterday. He talked about telling the truth and how he is obsessed with the truth. He will be back on the stand today. The defense will have an opportunity to cross-examine him in this libel case, defamation case, against his wife. The attorneys are saying that Amber Heard, his ex-wife, will be on the stand later in the week, probably counter whatever it is that Johnny Depp has to say. I hope he gives his full cross-examination in Captain Jack Sparrow mode.
He may.
That would be fantastic if he did something like that.
Netflix has lost 200,000 subscribers. Dean, what are they going to do?
Yeah, this is really of concern, because they should be riding high after the pandemic and people who didn't even know what Netflix was in the beginning going to Netflix to watch something during the pandemic. Maybe they overextended themselves. Maybe they purchased more than even they should have. Moved a little bit slower. Be that as it may, there is now talk that commercials could be coming to Netflix. The way that I understand this plan is that they'll offer an alternative to what you may have right now. You'll pay a certain price if you go without commercials, but they will offer a cheaper version, which will include commercials to try to make up for some of that money. Apparently, somebody at Netflix is trying to buy a tank of gas and needs a little more cash than they're already getting from us.
That must be
right
it.
Now.
They did lose subscribers when they withdrew from Russia to protest the war. That cost them about 700,000 subscribers. But they say that they're projecting a loss of another 2 million subscribers during the April-June period. So I guess they'll do something.
A lot of people are just really fatigued with the amount of money that they have to spend for all these online platforms.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people cut the cable to try to save money, and then they were dipping in and out of platforms. But I think, that people found that it was also pretty expensive to check out some of these online platforms. So there's, plenty of content. There's lots and lots of stuff to watch, but it can get expensive. I think we were better off in the days when Bob couldn't figure out how to download any of that stuff.
Yeah, it does add up. Oh, yeah. What was I struggling with? Oh, Apple Plus,
right,
or whatever
remember?
That was.
Yeah. You remember? Oh, those were the pre-pandemic fun days.
10 new services since then. Let's talk about what's new and the streaming shows that we'll watch this weekend.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Netflix, the hit comedy Russian Doll is back again, and Natasha Lyonne. Traveling through time in sort of a Groundhog Day-like scenario for this new season. That will begin on Friday on HBO Max starting on Thursday. Kaley Cuoco is returning from Big Bang Theory in the series called The Flight Attendant, this time working with the CIA when she gets wrapped up in some international intrigue. You like a good British drama on Amazon Prime, Paul Bettany and Claire Foy co-star in A Very British Scandal, story about one of the most contentious and brutal divorce cases to hit the English aristocracy. That will start on Friday. There is kind of a coming-of-age movie that will begin Friday on Netflix called Along for the Ride. It's about a young girl in the summer before college. She meets a guy. They set out to have one final teen fling before they both go off to school for reality shows. We've got season five of the Netflix series Selling Sunset. This is the series where these very elite and mostly scantily dressed real estate brokers sell the luxurious life to buyers. Here's the one I think you're going to want to watch that will start on Apple TV Plus on Friday, called They Call Me Magic. And remember the what was the Michael Jordan documentary that came out at the beginning?
The Last Dance?
The Last Dance. Remember how great that was?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, you know, we had a natural attraction to that because we lived through the Michael Jordan years here in Chicago. But this one is all about Magic Johnson. Also one of the NBA greats, talking about not only his personal life, professional life, but also his personal life, his humble beginnings, dealing with his HIV diagnosis, his business ventures. Michael Jordan is interviewed in this, Larry Bird, a lot of the NBA greats from back in the day, former President Obama is in it. It's called They Call Me Magic. It will be on Apple TV Plus. It's a three-part docuseries that debuts on Friday. And I'm going to be talking with Magic Johnson on my Sunday radio show, by the way, about the series.
Great.
About the Michael Jordan days. It's a pretty interesting conversation, so we'll share that with you then. Also, this coming Sunday on HBO, Barry is back, the Bill Hader, Henry Winkler series. It's been out off for a couple of years. I haven't seen any of it yet, but I'm hearing that it's going to be a fantastic season.
I have 30 seconds left to wish you a happy Greek Easter, because I'm going to be off on assignment for the next couple of days.
Oh, Bob's going to be roasting a lamb in the backyard, a full lamb.
No, I'll let you do that on Channel 9.
That is the traditional, big-time, old-school traditional way of celebrating Greek Easter. But today on my cooking segment on WGN-TV, I'm making a Greek spanakopita, the Greek spinach and feta casserole, I guess you might say, pie. It's delicious. It's fairly easy to make. And I'll show you how to put it all together coming up in a little while.
Give me a call when you make pasticcio, my favorite.
Ooh,
that's hard to do, though.
I almost did that this week, but it is there are a lot of moving parts into making to try to do it in a 4-minute segment. It's nearly impossible.
Thank you, Dean.